one weekend closer to Super Bowl 38, and the ticket has got it coming. Sunday, the Indianapolis Colts and the unstoppable Peyton Manning are at New England. Listen to the ticket at 2 as Bill Belichick and the Brady Bunch Patriots are one game away from going back to the Super Bowl. Then, DeLome and Smith take the Carolina Panthers to Philadelphia. Listen to the ticket as McNabb puts the Eagles on his back at 5:45. Colts, Patriots, Panthers, Eagles, the NFC and AFC Championships, and Super Bowl 38 are on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more...
The Hard Line. The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
It is 5:22 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Once again, it's time to play the UK's most popular game show, Which One of Pete Rose's Siblings Smokes? Now, the host and star of the show, Colby.
Thank you, my young British friend. It is time once again to play Which One of Pete Rose's Siblings Smokes? Now, let's listen to Pete's oldest sister, Jackie, and you tell me whether or not you think that she is the culprit.
They were inseparable from the time he was a year old. He was out in the backyard playing ball. When they'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table, we all had dinner together, and he could have had 3 grand slam home runs, but they had dwelled on what he didn't do right, and it was always keep hustling.
God almighty.
Now,
I think it's a second brother that might have smoked.
I think she already has the cancer kazoo.
Yeah, are you sure she doesn't have a tracheotomy already?
No, I saw her last night. I watched Sports Century on Pete Rose. And when I heard that, I hit the floor. I was laughing so hard. Just to make sure, let's listen to her once again, the very beginning.
They were inseparable. A year old, he was out in the backyard.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Three, two, and one. Kick it.
The time is 3:22. 22 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Tuesday. It is a very, very big day for all of us. A day that is already steeped in big, big controversy. A day in which, for the little hard line, things have already gone very, very wrong, very poorly, and the little hard line is just not pleased at all with the way things are going so far today.
We're getting screwed. Bottom line.
I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but we have Charity Challenge on I-7. Our big charity hockey game that we have, our charity hockey game every year.
Studer, big
it's
Harry.
Coming up March 29th at the AAC and Team Hardline, sponsored Subway.
And boy, I encourage everybody to get their tickets early, Ron.
Yes, we'll take on Speedy Oil Change Team Musers. And today we are having the draft. Now, this is the 7th year that we've done this thing. And Well, we'll just get to it here in a minute. Let's just tell everybody where we are and then spend the next segment talking about this, because this must be discussed. I want everybody to know that we are entering into this thing with one hand tied behind our backs from the get-go.
The hard line.
And everybody get your tickets early, because there will not be a Charity Challenge 8. This is it, right, Corby? We're done.
Well, if they continue to treat us like second-class citizens, yes, I will not play
next year. We are finished. We will not play next year.
No.
We are
out. You know, the only reason they're doing this, and Reiner brought it up.
Yeah,
brought up a great point.
He's exactly right.
Is because the series record is 2-4.
Michael?
For the Musers. 4-2 for us. And station management thinks it's time to even the playing field a little bit.
So they are screwing us every which way they can.
So we will lose this game.
Yeah.
Hate you.
Yeah.
So today we are up at Pugsley's Library, and what we're going to do here today is hold the player selection meeting, which is known in some quarters as the draft. And we are inviting everybody to come up here and see it all. Pugsley's Library is located on Walnut Hill, a little bit to the east of Stemmons here in Dallas. And we're going to get the thing going about 6 o'clock or so tonight. We're going to do 3 hours of presentation and then get the thing going, get the draft up and running about 6 o'clock or so, and just go until we get that done. But I don't know, it might not take just a terribly long time, huh?
You know, you mentioned that it's in some circles it's called the draft, but when it comes to the Charity Challenge and the ticket, it's called the screwing.
Yes.
That's what it is today. This is not a draft party. This is a screwing party.
Anal. You got to be kidding.
No, Norm, it's a screwing party. They're putting it to us.
That's
They're
right.
They're bending us over and putting the coals to us.
Ooh. All right, well, we will explain all this momentarily when we come back. So come out here to Pugsley's Library. This also passes for the first guys' night out of Aught 4 as well.
Oh,
so,
right.
That might provide, I guess, somebody with a little bit of additional intrigue.
The more guys, the better.
That's
I
right.
want as many men as you can pack in this place. Just rubbing nut to butt the whole time. Give me 2 guys and a bucket of chili and I'm game.
All right. All right. We will tell you what's going on here and just how this is working out so poorly for us next. It is 3:26. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket with